Okay, good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Looks like I'm filling in for Randy for this week. Didn't get up here on the net, so he's got something else going on, I guess, or forgot about it, I guess. That does happen. So, no problem. Coming up Thanksgiving week here, so hopefully everybody's getting prepared for that and got their leaves and all that under control a little bit. I've got another week at least. The neighbor's tree is still dropping leaves. They still got about a quarter of that tree left. I had all my leaves picked up and clean as a whistle on Saturday, and I knew that wasn't going to last because by Sunday afternoon looked like I hadn't touched it again. So after 4 hours of cleaning up leaves, I got it all again this weekend, and this weekend looks, it might be messy or snowy. I'll be cleaning up the rest of them in the snow, I guess, possibly. Hopefully not a lot if we do get some. All right, first up on the list, we have KC8SDL. Stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Ron, yourself. KC8YVF, there we go, KC8YVF. Kilowatt Charlie H. Dudley, Robin Bay City. Well, Ron, one fellow former railroad to another, I got a tale to tell. Lake State Saturday had a bad day. They had a very heavy mini car grain train that got picked up off the Mid-Michigan in Alma, and they were coming into town, and they had two CSX, brand new CSX wide body locomotives, and they're coming along the trackage where it goes by the river. Well, the two engines went on the ground, and five cars behind went on the ground, and a couple of them went to drink. So the fish will have lots of corn for wintertime. Yeah, nobody was hurt, but the problem was, they had to figure out how to get the train split crossings because you can't get to that railroad until from Alma. So they got over to Mid-Michigan, and they said, yeah, we already heard. We got a unit coming to you. I'll hook on to the end of the train, and I'll get with the conductor, and he'll give you the air test. So they had one engine, and they had to move the train four times to get all the cars out of there, but they did clear the crossings, and it was nice of Mid-Michigan doing that there. I used to work for them. Anyways, Ron, that's what happened there, but I'm not really sure what happened, but yeah, the CSX Y-Bys went on the ground too, so there was locomotive damage, and one or two cars I think went to drink, but oh well, but nobody was hurt. Other than that, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there, and I'm going to play a lot of radio and watch a lot of football, so. Okay, Ron, I'll be definitely around for the 73 round. I'll hand it back to you, Ron. KC8YVF. Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Rob. Yeah, I heard about that on last night's net, and then I watched it on the news, and it was last night or this morning, whatever it was. Yeah, I worked a few train derailments in my life. I worked for Grand Trunk Railroad for 4 years. Back when I was in college, I worked on the rail gang that laid the welded rail for Amtrak from Lansing to Port Huron. So during those 4 years, I walked every inch of track from Port Huron to Lansing and back again. We did one side of the rail and then turned around and went the opposite direction because every night you had to button the rail back up for Amtrak and the freights to get through. We actually started up in Burt and did a siding up in Burt with welded rail. Down into Flint, also did the Pontiac Yard part of that where it passed through. So, yep, I worked the crane the first year, and I worked in the second crew of the 4Q that took out the, or prepared the ties for the welded rail to go down. So the first crew took out the rails. Second crew that I was on prepared the ties, put down the tie plates, and prepared everything, the gauging, everything was done for the gauging so that when the crane came through behind, they pulled the rail up and got the rail down, and the fourth crew buttoned everything up. Lucky thing for us, The first two crews, at the end of the day on our 10-hour shift, we worked 8 hours on our own, and the last 2 hours we would go back to the back of the crew, which usually was anywhere from a quarter to a half mile behind us, and we got to pull out all of the spikes that the machines bent, and we had to put them in by hand. So you spent your last 2 hours pulling spikes and using a spike maul to put those new spikes back in. So it was a tough job, but it's one of the best jobs I ever had. I actually enjoyed the work. So next up on the list, KC8 VOA, standby at N8EUI. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day. Hopefully you can stay dry over the next little bit here. And hopefully the snow doesn't hit us too hard on Friday. So just getting ready to get some of the holiday things done. I got to pull turkey out of the freezer here and get that thawing out so I can get it on brine here in the next couple days. So I got that to work on and so forth. So looking forward to Thanksgiving. Probably going to be a small gathering this year at the house. And really looking forward to that. So I'm going to wish everybody 73 and happy Thanksgiving. KCBOA, back to net control.
All right, Rick. Yeah, you too. We took our turkey out. It's been out of the freezer and into the refrigerator here in the basement on Saturday. We've got a house full coming again, as usual. So my daughter and son-in-law and the two kids and her friend Sandy, another friend of ours, and possibly another friend of my wife. So we may have the six of us and maybe two to three more. So we'll wait and see there, but that's fine. That's what Thanksgiving for. We got some friends that don't have any other place to go, don't have any family, so they always come here. They're welcome at our table at any time. So, all right, next up on the list, Tom, N8EUI, standby KD8MMH. Good evening, Tom.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.